David Cassidy. David, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing? I'm on the West Coast. How's life with you?
Life is good. I just came from New Orleans, which was nice weather. We're back in New York with lousy weather, but we'll deal with it.
Born and raised there. I know what you're talking about.
Mike. Yeah. Well, David, I think a lot of people know about your past history and all the success you've had and great music you've created. What are you working on currently?
Well, yesterday we had the last 2 days here in California. I just finished the CSI last week and did a couple concerts in Oklahoma and Texas. In fact, I did Dallas and Houston and 2 dates in Oklahoma the last 2 weekends. I'm heading to Tarrytown tomorrow for Friday night, and then Atlantic City on Saturday night at the Tropicana. And today I'm doing a Lifetime television special here in L.A. I'm auctioning off some memorabilia of mine and costumes I wore on stage and all kinds of cool stuff for charity. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm really happy to do it.
David, tell us what you're doing now. What are you currently working on?
I've been approached by both Mickey Dolenz and his agents and Peter Noon and his agents and asked me if I would be willing to put a show together, and all of us put a show together, and we started rehearsal for the David Cassidy Presents the Greatest Teen Idols of All Time, and it's going to be Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, Mickey Dolenz of Monkees, and myself, and we're going to do songs from all of our catalogs over the years, hits, and sing together, all three of us, two of us, one, singles, and we started putting the structure together for it. I'm coming back out here in about a week, and we're going to do some more serious rehearsal and putting the show together, but do our first show actually in Westbury, I think it's the 22nd of March, so it'll be our very first show together, and we've all played there. It's an amazing venue, and a lot of people know I was born and raised in New York and New Jersey, and my relatives lived in Long Island, and I can remember being a kid being out there, and my mom also worked at Jones Beach a couple of times, so I've been all over the island, and it's going to be fantastic. So we're doing that, and I'm starting to put together one of my favorite projects, which is to produce an album that I don't think people have heard me, but I grew up on, and songs that I think are really amazing, and writing some new ones as well, but that fit into that genre. I can't tell you much more about it, but probably within a year I'll have it out, and we'll see how it goes. So, working a lot, enjoying my life more than ever. My son is doing fantastic, my son Bo, and
how old is your son?
Well, in 2 days he's 22 years old. He's on the 8th.
Wow.
So
you don't look old enough to have a 22-year-old, but that's great.
No, I'm more than old enough to have one, and he's aged me quite a bit. No, I'm joking. He's an amazing guy and extraordinarily talented, and I won't go into all that, but he is going to London to write. He's a songwriter, a singer, and an actor. He got into NYU and BU and, you know, Tisch and NYU, all the U's he got into, and Michigan, all these schools as an actor, but he'd always been a musician and singer, and now he's going over to write with Terry Britton, who has been Song of the Year, Producer of the Year a couple of times. He did all the Private Dancer album, What's Love Got to Do With It, he wrote all that stuff, and anyway, Terry loves him, and is kind of like his godfather, but he doesn't really write with many people anymore. He wants to help him and nurture him, and Bo is on to write with him. So he's been writing with some incredible people, and on his own as well. And he's a star. I can only say he's got a massive amount of talent and potential, and hopefully that'll work for him. You know, he loves what he does. He's an incredibly passionate about his craft, and I taught him from the beginning it's about the work, not about the money, and he got it, fortunately, and if you do great work, all the rest of it comes, you know.
It's just a quick reminder, our special guest is David Cassidy.
So I'm also going to be there one of the days, I think it's the last day, for the tribute to my late, great, dear friend, Davy Jones. And
recently, you know, the world lost someone who has had, you know, a similar career to you, and that was Davy Jones of the Monkees. What was your relationship like with Davy Jones?
I think a lot of people know now that we became very good friends the last 5 years of his life, and up until last weekend when Peter and I performed together, he's the only person that really ever shared a stage with, and he was an incredible guy, and I loved him, and I do a song in my set that dedicates it to him, and one of my favorite songs of all time. So I'm going to be there as a, just, you know, in respect to him and his fans, and a lot of them are my fans as well, but, you know, Davy had an enormous impact on me as a kid and as a teenager growing up, and I had moved to Southern California, and Mickey as well, and Peter, so I think they're also going to be there. I think I'm there just for one day, I think the last day, but I'm looking forward to it just to connect with the fans and pay my respects to him and them and all of us who loved him, loved his music. He was an enormous talent. A lot of people never got to see half of it, but he was a brilliant actor, and in the theater, he and I share a lot of that, and our passion for thoroughbreds and racehorses and, you know,
you have a lot in common with him, actually a tremendous amount in common with him.
A lot. I mean, that became very apparent to us when we actually got to spend some real time, David and Davy, you know, and it wasn't just, hey, yeah, you're a guy, I'm a guy, and we're real famous and all that stuff, but it wasn't that at all. It was just two guys hanging out and talking about life and our kids and, you know, I got to know Linda Jones very well, and Talia especially, because she was old enough at the time, and but and Sarah as well, but loved them, and you know, I think he was underappreciated for his ability, his talent, and for him as a human being, so love the guy, and miss it a lot.
If you tuned in late, David Cassidy is our special guest. I think both of you fall into the category of underappreciated. It's nice of you to look at.
Well, I appreciate that. I was fortunate enough that I wasn't a Monkee. You know, right. I never went out as the Monkees, obviously, or as the Partridge Family. I toured around the world, and they merchandised and marketed me. So I didn't really have that moniker, and eventually I got nominated for Best Lead Actor in a movie for television, and produced a lot of stuff, and it's an albatross when you get, you know, as in Peter Nain's case, it was, he's Herman of Herman's Hermits, and, you know, they were the mid-late 60s, I was the 70s, and, you know, a lot of our fans sort of became fans of the other, and it's a beautiful thing that that happened, but, you know, we're friends now, and love what we do, and I think in terms of, it took a while to get over, you know, the fame and the identity with the character, which was the thing that really launched me in terms of internationally all over the world. And, you know, I love that, and I loved the music. I wanted to do a lot more than that, and people assumed that I didn't like it, and that I wanted nothing to do with the Partridge Family, which was never the case. I just wanted to be able not to have to do that all the time, and consequently writing and producing television and writing themes for TV and, you know, writing and producing shows for Vegas and so forth, and the other things I've done have allowed me to be looked at differently. And I don't think for Mickey, Davy, or for Peter Noon, they had an opportunity to do that. Well, Peter always says, I'm not an actor, I'm a singer.
Yeah.
I'm a singer. So he's so funny, both of them. Well, hysterically funny.
Well, you know, Joseph, you know, switch away from the Monkees for a second, but Joseph did a lot for you.
I loved Joseph, but my favorite was doing Blood Brothers with Sean in the mid-90s, and we just had the greatest time together every day, and Patu Clark is just, she's so brilliant. She's such, she's another one that's underappreciated in this country. I mean, she's like a dam, they call them in England. She's royalty over there because they appreciated not just her pop singles, and she's British. It's like we take to our own, and I've been fortunate to be around the world, but Tukor is a genius, and I got to tell you that my life has been so full of meeting and knowing, you know, I got to know John Lennon very well and played with him a few times, and actually got to know Paul a bit and play with Paul, and it's important, you know, those were my musical heroes, as were the Monkees and Peter Noon as well, and to be able to be on the stage with them, and certainly to produce and create the show for them with them, is really an honor for me, and I mean an honor. And we're gonna just light it up, man.
How many shows, not to cut you off, getting rehearsal down
was amazing.
David, thank you very much for your time. Very gracious.
My pleasure. My pleasure. God bless you all.
Our special guest has been David Cassidy from the world of pop culture and music. David, thanks for joining us. We're gonna go to break right now.